girl. You're my best sister. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. Viewers, thank you for your time. God's time is the best. I have been wrestling with the time since morning. I think this is the time the Lord released me to come to your midst. Hallelujah. At his time, everything looks beautiful. Hallelujah. Never you consider your time but God. Tell your neighbor, never consider your time but God. I can hear you. Never you consider your time but God's time. God's time is the best. At his time, everything beautiful, food on the table, money in the pocket. Hallelujah. Wow. I want to rejoice with you because faith, the atmosphere is of God. I said the atmosphere is of God. All you need is to meditate on the going on the testimony you have been hearing this morning. A lot of testimony. That is God's work. Meditate on them. Meditate on the well. The more you meditate on the well, the more your spirit, I mean your heart upon the well. The more you meditate on the going, what we have been hearing since morning, the testimony, what a wonderful message. This is God's power. The more you meditate, the more your spirit, I mean your heart, acts upon the word. Don't forget when the word dominates our hearts, it influences our character and our conduct. What we are seeing now this morning, if you allow it to dominate your heart, the testimony of this, testimony of that, all pointed to salvation. Look at the last testimony of pornography, which is what has happened all over the world. Your children are home. You see a president of a nation busy pinning. Educated people, these are the issue of the day. The lady was addressing us, telling us she thought there was enemy somewhere, not knowing that is the enemy of herself. So with this, you can now reflect back, think about yourself. You are the cause of your problem. You are the cause of this. You are the cause of that. Not witches or wizards. She was here for deliverance. She was here so that his enemy could be delivered. But she realized that she is the architect of her own problem. These are the things you think about. Meditate over them. The deliverance, the healing session talk of our sister that came out to tell us the problem, the challenge she has been facing. Meditate over this. The more you meditate on the word, on testimony, the more your heart acts upon the word. And when we allow all this to influence us, it leads to good character and conduct. If our heart is dominated with all this, we are seeing that have been happening this morning, your heart, if your heart is dominated with all this testimony, the message, it will influence your character and your conduct. Remember, faith, when faith comes, it influences our conduct and our character. No longer what you want to do, but what God wants you to do. You find yourself doing what God wants you to do, not what you intend to do. Allow them to dominate your hearts. Begin to think all your thought in the past, put it aside. Issue of your business, issue of your money, issue of this, issue of that. What is happening, give back to those businesses. How can you be thinking about a baby when father and mother are there? What is happening now, give back to your businesses, give back to your finances, give back to your health. Think about it. It will not give back to better products that will benefit. I take it back again. When all what you have been seeing this morning, hearing this morning, the message evangelists deliver here today, if you allow this to dominate your heart, it will influence your conduct and your character. When you leave here today, you just find yourself behaving in a different way. No longer the way you were behaving before. You're a smoker, you find yourself stop smoking. You talk too much, you just find yourself. Allow all this, the testimony, the message, everything you see going on, atmosphere of miracle, atmosphere of faith, allow them to dominate your heart. They will influence your conduct and your character. Faith comes when we allow the word of God to dominate our hearts. We are all waiting for something. When healing anointing is present, we put a demand through our faith. But there's healing anointing everywhere. This is why you come down, you are happy, it's morning. Those who have diabetic, they can't feel it any longer. Hypertension is suddenly gone. You have been dancing. These are the things you cannot do at home without taking the drug or tablets. But you have been, there is something. What is that something? Oh my God. For you suddenly to have that faith that there is something you cannot see. You have not seen, you don't know that something, but because of your faith, you believe there is something. That is faith. Huh? What is that? Have you seen that something? That is faith. Faith is expecting God to do what he promised. Faith is expecting God to do what he promised to do. That is faith. I saw you when you are bending on. There is something. When you look, you can't see that something. There is something. What is that? Where is that something? And yet you have not seen that something because you believe. Faith. That is faith. So here we have healing anointing. I can feel them. I feel it. You are feeling them. You are feeling them. That is why you are dancing. Suddenly you can't dance outside there without taking alcohol. It's not possible. Or you have a friend that said, don't worry, when we finish, I'll give you, okay? There is something, because he promised he will give you. Who promised you here? Who promised to give you something here? Okay, think back in your past, where you are coming from. The last meeting you attended, marriage, funeral, suddenly you start dancing. Something must have come, take a place. You begin to dance. It's either you take alcohol or there's a friend here that creates joy. You know, that is joy we can create by ourselves. But here, just like that. Because you have seen the testimony and people are testify about their past experiences and you can see it's real, live. That is faith. And you now believe that the same will happen to you. That is your belief. That is why you are dancing. There is a force you cannot resist. When it comes, you have to obey. A force you cannot resist. You cannot say no. When you just look around, there is something. You join, you begin to say there is something. The pain, the agony, a lot of news before you came here today, you have forgotten them. Suddenly, that is faith. And healing anointing is present already. And when healing anointing is present in a place, through our faith, we put a demand. Without healing anointing, your faith has nothing to attract, to get. There must be healing anointing. So the healing anointing is all over, everywhere. The atmosphere is charged. They have many people here that they have done it since this morning, and they don't feel it. The joy just comes naturally, spontaneously. So when healing virtues is present in a place, through our faith, we put a demand on the anointing. So now I'm happy there is faith. I can see, I feel that your faith. Miracle and all of God's blessing comes. By putting a demand on the anointing through our faith. The anointing is everywhere. It's more than sufficient. So what you are demanding is more than enough. It's more than enough. So I will want to take you back because of time. Let me take you back so that to support what is happening on the ground. You are not just happy because you want to be happy here. You are happy because as it should be by divinely. Take note of that. You are not just happy because you want to be happy. Outside there, you want to be happy, you are happy. It could be through friends, money, drinks. You just create that happiness. But here, you are not happy because you just want to be happy. You are happy because, as it should be, it has been written that, yes, God's time. So you just have to build on that. You have started something new and begin that life. Something new. You are not just begin to dance. That is not the kind of dance out there. What I see you dance today is I see finger of God. Finger of God. You are dancing because you have seen what is to come. What is to come? Something is coming that demand for joy. What you are doing now is not for now. It's not for now. After the meeting here, you begin to see the reflection. So that's it. Yes, that is, you may not know, this is why I have to tell you. So if you are dancing because of what is happened to you now, you will not dance the way you are dancing now. What is happened to, when something has happened to you, you want to show that you are happy. There's a way you go about it. But what is happened to you now, the happiness you have now, as a result of what is coming, the joy you find yourself now is as a sort of what is just coming now. Because the symptom is still there. It's not that suddenly the symptom has disappeared and you started giving testimony. That's why you are dancing. No. The symptom is there with you. And you are happy. It's your, what something is about to happen. That is why you are happy. That is how God works. God is concerned about your future, about your tomorrow. Yes, let me have faith now and rejoice tomorrow. So let me face it now and be free tomorrow. So I want to, once again, this is a message to you, that you are facing it now and receive tomorrow. So you are banking now, and you cash tomorrow. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's your tomorrow is immediately we leave here. Yeah. So because it's not, I'm not talking of tomorrow, as you know tomorrow. Immediately after the grace. I hope you quite understand what I'm saying. The tomorrow I'm talking about is immediately after the grace. So, for those of us that are still doubting what is going to happen, your heart is not stable. You know, I have said, meditate over what you have seen. What has been happening this morning, what you hear from people, testimony, and the message from evangelists, and what I'm saying now, meditate over them. And the more you meditate over them, the more your heart acts upon the word. And when your heart acts upon it, it begins to influence your character and your conduct. That is salvation. When your heart, when your conduct and your character is then influenced by God, that is salvation. That is what we call salvation. All other things can now begin to come, healing, blessing, they are all others. So first, your conduct and your character need to be influenced by God. And when the character and conduct is influenced, salvation comes. You no longer think the way you think, but the way God wants you to think. That is, seek first the kingdom. That is salvation. Don't forget the message last week. Meditate. As you are looking at me, begin to meditate. What you have seen today, show that God is reliable. What you have been hearing since morning, prove that God is reliable. What you have been hearing from people so far, the pain they have been going through for many years, suddenly end. Show that God is trustworthy. Yes. The moment you know God is reliable, your faith grows spontaneously. That's faith. The moment you establish that God is reliable, God is not a man. If you are to be a man, this woman that was bedridden for many years will have gone through pain, through agony, selling the car, selling houses, borrow money, all sort of this and that. But see, no stress. No stress at all. Just like that. For salvation of her soul. Since she has not paid Kaaba, and he has not gone through any, what is the reward? What is the compensation? Salvation. All this happened for salvation of our soul. God is reliable, and that is faith. So you are here when the woman was testifying. Hey, I have been this, I've been that. I've been waiting for many years, and this has been embarrassing me. Look at where I look. Suddenly, you were here, and you saw when pastor prayed for her. And then after, the story changed. God is reliable. God is trustworthy. Faith. Faith what? Grows alongside. You have seen our faith. Faith is a trust. Tell your neighbor. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Yes, faith is a trust. A kind of trust you cannot give to man. You can only give such trust to a man, to someone who is reliable, who is trustworthy. Who is trustworthy, who is reliable? Someone who has no beginning, has no end. To someone who has no beginning, has no end. You can give that trust. The use of trust is an abusing word out there. Misusing words. You can't trust man. You can't give a trust to a man that has beginning and the end. Because he will die and leave you alone one day. No longer trust who? When he die, whom will you trust next? Someone who will die and leave you, you cannot trust him. Someone suddenly can just answer the call. Suddenly, you may just, where are you? It's on the seabed. So you can't give such a trust to God. It's only God. Faith is a trust. Say it to your neighbor.
Faith is trust.
I can't hear you.
Faith is trust.
Again.
Faith is trust.
Again.
Faith is trust.
So this is why you need that trust, faith, to put a demand on the anointing. Anointing is the power of God. Where there is God, there is power. Hear God, hear power. When God's mind, power's mind. When God walk, power walk. When God sit, power sit. When God look, power look. So, power of God. So, without that faith, you cannot put a demand. A demand. Demand for healing, demand for blessing, demand for deliverance, demand for salvation. Just mention those things you are demand for. You cannot put a demand. On what? On anointing, the power of God. There's no other means. This is why the Bible says only faith pleases him. Only faith pleases him. Only faith pleases him, nothing. And for so much stress, when you talk of faith, people begin to say, I have faith, I don't have faith. No. Faith is not something you look within. Simple, just grab it this way. When you realize God is reliable, like many testimonies you heard today, and you are able to consult, meet them, to ask them, what are you saying? And you are able to establish your facts. And you realize that truly what they are saying is true, then God is reliable. And the moment you realize that God is reliable, faith grows simultaneously. Now you have a slot of faith. So every approach you have received, you have seen today, pointing to faith, faith, faith. Like what I have said now, like we are sitting down, begin to meditate over what you have seen today. Meditate on the message of evangelists. Meditate on what I'm saying. Begin to meditate, meditate, meditate. And the more you meditate, the more your spirit means your heart, act upon it, the word. Begin to meditate in your heart. So that is it. Begin to. Begin to meditate. So whatever you receive now, without maintainer, is useless. It's better not to ask for something you cannot maintain. It's better not to receive something you cannot maintain, because it will expose you and put you in the hands of enemy. Those who know you to be this, suddenly later realize that you are zero. They will make mockery of you. This is what life we are going through. So think about maintenance. Even the children we have, if you know what it means to maintain our things, you will not think of, let me go and have a child, let me go and get married, when you are not thinking of how to maintain these children when they come to this world. It's not money that maintains children. It's not property. To live in a godly way that will give you peace. Many of our children today, nothing to write home about. Give up pain, crime, trouble, we are not happy. Giving up pain, each time we think about our children, we think about, it gives us pain and worry. Because we could not maintain them, Even the vehicle, the housing, you talk of economy, made down, your businesses is not going well. If you have been thinking about maintenance before you receive all this, you'll be able to maintain them. We are here five years ago when I was telling people that, look, issue of branches to hold on. I know what God has given me, and I know what I can do, and I know what I can maintain. This ministry will have been every look and corner all over the world. But I said, no. Issue of branches is not an issue, but maintenance. Maintenance. Expansion is quick, just like that. To expand your business, it's just like that. But think about how to maintain them. To be a millionaire is a matter of, you believe, it's a matter of working on, do whatever you want to do to get it. But will you be able to maintain that position? We have many people that are once millionaire here. Today it's a history. We have many people before, they are very heavy feet, but today full of sickness in their body and disease. They cannot maintain their body. It's all about maintaining. This is why we talk about faith. Without faith, no one can maintain, even when you receive the blessing of God, because anyone can receive that blessing. You say, be he, you just receive the he. You say, and I don't have faith, I have he. You don't have faith, but you are here. Let's see how you maintain it without faith. Tell your neighbor, you don't have faith, you are blessed. Let's see how you maintain that blessing without faith. Yeah, I never believed. I just went there, suddenly I'm here. I'm a drunkard, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm that. I don't have faith. I don't believe I will be here. But suddenly I'm here. It's true. What they are doing in the synagogue is true. I never believed that all these are true. But I thought it's just management. But it's true. Look me, see me. I'm here. Okay, you don't have faith. You are here. Let's see how you maintain that healing without faith. I just entered there for the first time, just like that. Even when they were praying, I was not concentrated. I was just looking what was happening. Suddenly, before I know, I started vomiting. The poison had vomited it. I'm seeing now. I'm okay. Okay. You don't have faith. You are here. Okay. Let's see how you maintain that healing without faith. To be great, or to be at the center of your own world, to be number one in the world does not so matter as to be able to maintain that position. When you'll be able to maintain your position, children yet unborn will meet and your name also will be met by them. They will say, so man was living. Look at Apostle Paul, look at the other apostles. We are reading about them today. What are you doing? You believe you have achieved something without faith. You believe you are somewhere, something, without live right, and you think you have arrived. I'm a businessman, I make it, no. In my little way, I'm just trying to be Christian. Okay, church, no. I'm trying to be businessman, I work hard. Okay. The beginner is not the owner, but the finisher. How do you know that what you are doing now, whatever you have achieved now, you'll be able to maintain it till when you will no longer have strength to run, to move, before you pass on to glory? I think this is what we should be thinking about, not what to receive. Not what to achieve. If you know what it means to be a finisher, you will know what it takes to be a finisher. So please, don't stress yourself so much. Stretching yourself, I want to be this, I want to be that. Okay? Anybody can be this, anybody can be that. But it's not everyone that can maintain this and that. This is faith for you. It takes faith to maintain your position to the end. You take any way to achieve whatever you want to achieve. Run anywhere, any direction to achieve. You can do, you can play games, you can do, you can that. You can play people, you can do people, you can trick people, whatever you are doing. But using the name Jesus or Christianity as a cover, and you are doing them because you achieve, you progress. Fine. Anyone can be progress, anyone can achieve. Continue to achieve and achieve and achieve. I want to bet you to maintain this. You can pass your middle age, but to maintain this. The beauty of our achievement is when we are no longer live and the achievement is still there. Tell your neighbor, the beauty of our achievement, the glorious of our achievement is when we are no longer live, but that achievement is still there, lingering on in the eyes, in the ears of children yet unborn. That is the beauty. The beauty of it is when we are no longer live, but the achievement continue to live. That is the beauty of it. You know, we are not necessarily being blessed by God because of today, but we are blessed because of tomorrow, when we are no longer near. Because children yet unborn, they want to see issue. They want to see things that can influence them to do right. Say, I want to be this. I want to be this. This person live so-so name, live this so-so life. This is what I achieve. No, I would have loved to be like him. It's not necessarily because of today you are blessed. But you are blessed because of tomorrow, when you are no longer live. But that achievement continue to live, so that our children yet unborn can be influenced in a positive way by our achievement. Because you will no longer live to educate them, to tell them the right and the right way to follow. But what you have achieved will be the one to talk to them, to tell them. So your concentration is so much on what you want to achieve, what you need, that your concentration, yes, you want to be this, you want to be that. Vanity upon vanity. We have so many role models, the good and the bad in our family, in the community, good and bad. We can look into them. They are no longer live, but we read so much about them. You have seen so many that are poor, that are suffering all throughout their life, and seen so achieved great. You have seen so many that are living and that no longer lived. Which path are we follow? Which path? Why can't you ask TB Joshua, why so much, for a long time now you have been at Ikotun Egbe, and where you start your ministry, you are still there till now. I started this ministry where I was living, right from beginning of this ministry, I'm still living. Of recent, I moved from 2-bedroom to 3-bedroom. And I'm still living in the same spot where I was living when I started this ministry. And the same church here, we expanded, there's land everywhere, a gift of land everywhere, but I'm not interested because I will not be able to maintain them. There's a means to expand this ministry everywhere, every look of, and all over the world. But I doubt if I will be able to maintain them now. I want to be sure if I can maintain this ministry if branches is everywhere all over the world. It's maintenance. It does not take Satan to what is to collapse the building, but to build it. To build is something, but to destroy is nothing. But little business you started yesterday has branches everywhere, all over the world. Just yesterday you started it, there's not a bar, but you have branches everywhere, fleet of car everywhere, workers, millions of cars everywhere, but panic started. You know, when God gave you something good, people want to, it's like honey. No matter how little the blessing of God given to you, it's honey. You know honey? When honey drop here, you see ants rush. They want to, but take it easy. Tell the honey. Tell the ant. Take it. Take it. Don't take it. Take it easy. If you are known today and you are not known tomorrow, what is the value of it? If your name is written today and your name is banished tomorrow, what is the value? If you are living today and you are no longer living tomorrow, not live physically, but your achievement is living today, but is no longer living tomorrow. So all our brothers and sisters in our family, everywhere, we have seen what has happened to them. Those who they are late, those who are still living, the millionaire among them, and those who are not millionaire, the rich, even the president, we know all over the world. How many of them are still living now, maintaining the achievement they had in the past? How many of them? That is why you see them struggling, running back again to build a relationship that they can have business to do, because they are zero. How many? So please, brother, think about tomorrow. Don't be deceived by little you have. Are you talking of marriage? If you are thinking of future, tomorrow, you will not rush. You will not just get married just like that without asking God that this marriage will stand for tomorrow. Marriage can stand today, but will not be able to stand tomorrow. Many marriage will stand today, but will not be able to stand tomorrow. The same thing, the job you are doing now, many business will stand today, but will not be able to stand tomorrow. The relationship, many relationships will stand today, but will not be able to stand tomorrow. But we should look for one that can stand tomorrow, because today is yours, tomorrow, God. Are you a minister of God? Many ministries will stand today, and many will not be able to stand tomorrow. But God has given us ministry that will stand tomorrow. If apostle in the Bible will not stand for the future, we will not have the grace today reading about them. The supreme price they paid, such a supreme price. If our Savior Jesus Christ were not stood for future, at the Garden of Gethsemane, when the temptation came, let this cup pass over, he said, no, you are sent to do the will of God, not your way. He said, oh, let the will of God be done. That is tomorrow. He will have surrendered. He decided to surrender himself to be crucified for you and for tomorrow and for the future. Back to faith. Faith is maintenance. You will maintain your life when you live a life of faith. You'll be able to maintain your business, maintain your finances, your health. It's true, you may not have faith and receive. There are many ways God can bring you. Well, what many God want to bring them, you not have faith. You may even be a drunkard, you just pass the front of the shore, you just receive healing. But after healing, as somebody who think wise, you say, oh, what do I need to do? to maintain this healing. Faith. After your healing, the faith can ignite. After the healing, after your deliverance. But to maintain this deliverance of whatever you receive from God without faith, which is not possible. This is why Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. If you follow him, and you can only follow him by what? By faith. He said, he will make you a fisher of men if you follow him. And follow him attains faith, demands faith, employs faith. Faith, faith. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just leave you here so that we move to another session. Take your pen again and write this quote, so you can think about it. But I'm just on the faith, because it's between, that is the barrier now. Between you and God, the barrier is what? That is the problem you have. Because you don't have faith, you are just, don't know whom you are serving, you don't know whom you are following. Okay, take your pen. Now, we talk about faith. Faith. When faith comes, it influences our character and our conduct. Let me just give you first. You may not know what faith, the purpose of faith. When faith comes, it influences our character and our conduct. When faith comes, that's when you begin to live life of faith. You are no longer the one living, but Christ. Amen. When you smile, Christ smile. You want to eat this food, you find that, no. Some people say, no, don't eat it. Eat this one. That is faith. You want to reply, or you want to beat, or you want to insult people, then please. Some people say, no, don't say mother, don't do that. That is life of faith. Tale, the Bible says, if someone hits you here, instead of hitting back, give the other side. It takes faith to do that. So if somebody hits you, say, why do you beat me? You want to beat back. Faith is of man's heart. Your heart will be seized. Your heart will be what? And when heart seized, action, you submit. Somebody hit me. You beat me. Faith is of man's heart. It works with our heart. Your heart immediately will be seized. And when your heart seized, you are paralyzed. You just be looking. I forgive you. That is faith that is worth talking. To left to the man is ready to beat you. You hit me? Why do you do that? Because faith is of my heart. It will arrest my heart. I'll just be looking like a mumu. You know mumu? Zombie. I'll just be looking. The man will think that he has charmed you. People around will now be looking and say, this man hit him with charm. You are not hit with charm. Faith in your heart will arrest you, and you'll be looking. I forgive you. Mean I leave the battle for God. I trust you. If somebody hit you, because nothing is in your heart to arrest you. You hit the person back. Faith is of man's heart. Now let's define faith. We say faith, when faith comes, it influences our conduct and our character. Yes. How does this faith come? Let's think about it. Because read the Bible. If I now take you to the message in the Bible that says, faith comes by hearing the word of God and obey. You say, I've been hearing, I've been obeying. What else again? I will not take you to that. I will not just take that. Let him take you in a very short way. Because the one we used to, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Okay, it may be difficult for you. Let him just take it in a short way. I was talking of meditation. Meditation is a thing of heart. Since you know that faith lives in your heart, okay, start it now. Begin to meditate. Meditate what? What I'm saying. What you have been saying since morning. The testimony of people. The message of evangelists. The message I've been given since over 30 minutes now. Continue to think. I will not use the word think. I will leave the word think for your situation. We think about our situation. Ah, what am I going to eat today? Ah, how will I pay the money, the debt? Ah, how will I get out of this mess? How will I pay my house rent? That is think. I will leave the word think for your situation. The word meditation is a visit to God. Meditation comes from the heart. And thinking, many times, comes from mental assent. From your... You think. Think. Doctor will say, you think too much. You think too much. It's not talking of the heart. You think too much. What is your problem? What's your problem? You look depressed. You look. What is wrong with you? You think, doctor, I used to think too much. The problem is too much. I cannot sleep. I have to take tablet. I have to take drug to sleep. I think too much. I don't used to sleep. That is thinking. The word meditation from the heart. And when there is no way you think without your body engaged, your body will be engaged. That is why it affected your body. Thinking. It affected your body. It affected your IQ. It just affecting yourself. Hypertension, diabetic, heart attack, it comes through this thinking. Now, let's take it again. Faith. When you continue now, begin to meditate over what you have seen and the testimony of people on the message of evangelists, this is why you have Emmanuel TV. Just switch on the Emmanuel TV at home. You sit down for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, what you are seeing. Take it, note it. When you note their message, testimony, and other, and note them, oh yeah. Think, begin to meditate it. The more you meditate on them, on those things, the more your spirit, that is your heart, agree, John. It is our heart now we need to work on. Something to, whatever you engage with your heart, influence your character, your conduct. Whatever your heart engage on will influence your character and your conduct. Whatever your heart engage on. They say love of heart. The love is from heart. People used to say that. When your heart engages on something, the thing begin to influence your character and your conduct. So now engage your heart now over what you have seen today, the testimony of people, the message you are hearing, the evangelist, when you watch Humanity TV, or what you are seeing, the message, the testimony, engage your heart, not thinking. Engage your heart. When you engage your heart, what we are seeing or hearing on Humanity TV will begin to influence your conduct and your character. Faith, that is faith. Just to give you, do you know the reason why some people will just leave home and decided to go to the beach or go to the mountain, wilderness? They will carry bag. They will just be walking on in the wilderness, in the mountain, in the beach side. They want to see some mystery of God, like seeing waterfall. You have to say, how come 24/7 you see some stone, big rock hanging somewhere? You have to say, who hang this thing? How many this thing is hanging? God is mighty. Because nature actually helps us to serve God much. When you live among nature, it enhances God's character in your life. Nature. It enhances God's character. It helps God's character. It helps you to serve God. It helps you to give your focus, natures, like tree, like bush, like waterfall, like sea, like stone, like animal you see, a different thing. It helps. But you want to fast, serious one, you have to leave putting on air conditioned fan and you are fasting and praying. Come out of it. The air should not be affected. Go out. So it will help you. It easily reform one's nature. Nature is very powerful, very strong. That is why when you look at the ministry here, you see everything we're trying to make nature make you to think about. I mean, just this is stone, okay? This is stone. All this we remove them. Stone, this is stone. How come they put stone here? Just to remind you. This is why when you read your Bible, you see all the apostles in the Bible. They live closely to the natures. But today, when we're trying to bring the Christianity to human knowledge, human knowledge, human level. We want to build church in the city, the heart of big country. In those days, ministry is always being built at the outskirts of the town. When you want to go to church in those days, you have to walk and leave the city and go to the outskirts. That is where you see church. But today, church is in the city. In those days, when you are a baby, the church you are attending, the city will be here. You have to go bush, go to the church and come back. But today, we take over the city, heart of the country, we build church. faith, like I have said, comes when we begin to meditate on the Word of God. And the more we meditate, the more our heart act upon the Word. And when our heart act upon the Word, faith comes. Our heart act upon the Word, faith comes. Because the Word we are receiving nowadays is being memorized. We memorize words too much. It has never come to our hearts. We will memorize it. We are very good in memorize words. Because the approach we give to our education is the same approach we give to the Word of God, which is not right. There's nothing but memorize the Word, but let the Word go down and be part of you. When the Word is memorized, it has not yet part of you until it comes into your heart, become an integral part. When you speak, you can know if the word comes from your heart. How do we know? If the word you speak comes from your heart, you can know. The word that comes from our heart is not the word we prepare to say. If the word comes from your heart, you will not even know how it comes. We don't prepare the word that comes from our heart. It just comes. After we have said it, we say, ha, ha, ha. That is the word will come from you. But the word that comes from you, from your memory, from your brain, from your mental self, from your self, the prepare one, you say it, you prepare, you know what you want to say. We know what we want to say. But the one that comes from our heart, we often not know. The only one we know from the heart that comes from the heart, the name Jesus. If I move there now, the word Jesus, I will only know that I want to say. The rest that come with it, I don't know. It just come. This is why when I'm talking to you, I can stand with you for 2 minutes, I will not know what to say. Because at that moment, I'm lost. And if I don't know what to say, I will see you, please. I want to see you, wait for me. I'm going in another direction. The communication is lost. So I may be speaking to you, suddenly I will just silent, be looking at you. For 1 minute, 2 minutes, I say, oh, uncle, wait for me, I want to see you. At that moment, there's nothing come from heart, and I cannot say something on my own. So they are not prepared words. So therefore, today, when we want to preach, you see what is happening all over the world today. When we appreciate the word, we carry laptop, we carry book. The word that comes from the heart, they are unprepared. You speak it. If what I'm saying now was prepared from the office, I would not be talking the way I'm talking now. Because it's not coherent. I talk about this. It's not coherent. It's not John. It's a pieces. Because it come, as it come, I talk. It come, I talk. That is why it's not come together. So this is just what has happened today. The Christianity has become a human wisdom. The word from the heart are unprepared words. Tell your neighbor. They are words of faith. You know, your faith can talk. and you will not talk. And at the same time, you can talk and your faith will not talk. There are two ways you can talk today as a human being. You can talk and your faith can also talk. When you are talk, it's not your faith. Your faith can talk. When you are talking, your faith will silent. And when your faith is talking, you will silent. Two of you cannot talk at the same time. That is why it's possible for deaf and dumb to pray. That is why it's possible for mere apron to heal, because he cannot talk. That is why it's possible for morning water to heal you. That is why it's possible for God Almighty to use any medium to express himself. So the word of faith, it comes from hearts. They are unprepared well. It is the word of faith. He talk himself. But the one we prepare is quite different. So I want to leave you. Thank you, brother.